Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ravens lose to the Patriots 28-24. Jonas Schaefer was at M&T Bank Stadium deep into the night covering the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner, and he joins us now. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So you've had a chance to digest last night. You heard Harps today. Was that just a microcosm of their season? What did you think about what you saw in the fourth quarter last night?
Yeah, I mean, I think big picture, what is probably – I guess what should be the most galling to Ravens fans is, you know, the narrative this offseason, something I wrote about was just how they were, you know, really honing in on these little details that would be make or break things. You know, the small little details that you take care of, and they help you avoid bad losses, and they help you secure big wins. That's, you know, avoiding penalties, it's avoiding fumbles, it's tackling well. It's doing all that little stuff. And not only have we seen that not come to fruition in any kind of way, I think it's pretty meaningfully regressed from, you know, years past when the Ravens clearly have better teams. But then you've also seen John Harbaugh, who is the guy in charge of, you know, stewarding this attention to detail focus push for this Ravens team, not be on top of things like Derrick Henry not getting into the game, or, you know, having our Darius Washington being the one to cover Stephon Diggs on that 4th-and-2 when it's man coverage. So I think it's a pretty clear, like, top-down, I don't want to say failure, but setback. It's definitely just it's kind of tough to get your arms around it, because the guy who's trying to push this initiative through is also the one who's failing in very public, in very embarrassing ways. And I don't know if that's going to resonate with Steve Bisciotti, but I think it should resonate with fans.
Well, Jonas, you mentioned Derrick Henry. Scores the touchdown with 12:50 to go, and then he was not on the football field the rest of the way. What did you think of that? What did you think of John Harbaugh's explanation for why he wasn't on the football field?
Yeah, man, I don't know if you guys have played the sound yet or listened to it, but it sounds like, as John described it, Derrick Henry had a conversation with running backs coach Willie Taggart on the, you know, anti-penultimate drive, the third to last drive. And it was decided then that because of Derrick Henry's workload and just this rotation system that they have in general, that it would be Keaton Mitchell leading things off on the next drive. And, you know, it's one thing if it's a 3-and-out and you don't get Keaton Mitchell in the game and whatever, but to not get a touch on that next set of downs, when you look at the stats and Derrick Henry is over, what, 6-7 yards per carry? I think he had a close to 65 or 70% success rate. Keaton Mitchell is on the other end of the spectrum, you know, under a couple yards per carry, I think like a 20% success rate. To me, that is, you know, I know the Ravens at times, even going back to Greg Roman, have been kind of resistant to playing the hot hand. But I think in a case like that, where it's a high leverage spot in a must-win game in prime time against a offense that we know can start, you know, can catch fire at a moment's notice, why take any chances with you know, trying to play nice with Keaton Mitchell and giving him the touches? And I don't know. I just felt like it's a little bit too dogmatic in its approach, and just not, you know, from Harbaugh to Monken to even Willie Taggart, just not kind of coaching with the right amount of feel for a game that it required.
So I went back, Jonas, and looked at their fourth quarter numbers over a number of years. And if you go back to 2022, start of that season, so now we'll go back to, you know, hiring the previous coordinator. They've allowed 43 passing touchdowns in the fourth quarter in that span. Nobody else in the league's allowed more than 36. They're dead last in fourth quarter EPA. They're 5.4 yards per play, second worst in the NFL in that span. If you go back to 2021, the last year of Wink, they're basically allowing 31 points per game in the fourth quarter. If you extrapolate their fourth quarters into an entire game, that's over 5 years. That's three coordinators. Like, that's a lot of change. Could it be that they just don't have enough blue chip winning players on defense? They don't. That's where the lack of pass rushers. They've collected all these DBs. Tell me how many of them really make, you know, great plays on the ball. Tell me when they rip a ball out of somebody's hands. Like, I know Marlon will catch balls when they're thrown to him, but like, is that just, I mean, are we overthinking all of this? And it just comes down to they don't have guys who make dynamic plays in the playoffs or in fourth quarters when it matters most?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I'm glad that you brought up how enduring of a problem this is, because I know, like, I think Mike McDonald and I had a good relationship when he was here in Baltimore. But I remember clearly one of the questions that he did not appreciate my asking was like, why does this defense go from being a world beater from quarter one to quarter three to falling apart like wet tissue paper in quarter four? And it's weird because on the one hand, you know, my optimism for this Ravens team late in the season was that, as we've seen now for a couple games in a row now, like, they are wearing on teams physically. Mm-hmm. They are knocking dudes out of games, but it is not amounting to anything in the fourth quarter, or it hasn't amounted to a whole lot in the fourth quarter. Like, they could not steal the deal against the Steelers. They could not steal the deal against the Patriots. So on the one hand, you are physical enough to, you know, to knock out Trayvon Henderson and Tonga and Pop Douglas and all these guys. And, you know, maybe some of that was the weather or just pre-existing conditions or whatever, but you don't have, I don't know, the mental fortitude or the skill talent or whatever to deliver that knockout blow. And, you know, as you said, that it's not just a 2025 problem. That's a 2022 problem. It was a 2023 problem, 2024 problem. And obviously the constant in all that has been John Harbaugh. You know, I don't want to give him an inordinate amount of blame because, as we've said, he deserves some credit for having his team be in positions where they've had double-digit leads. But just the failure to find that last piece, to find that lockdown corner or, you know, just pass rushing ace or whatever has been, I think, a pretty glaring setback, a pretty glaring weakness that they've had, and they haven't really been able to successfully address yet.
Well, Jonas, before we let you go, I saw that John Harbaugh was asked about his future at today's press conference. What'd you think? It looked like he, and I'm just seeing it off Twitter because we're on the air, but it seems like he was asked a couple different ways, like, to his future. What did you think of what he had to say about that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I did not expect a shout out to Bo Smoka, who took the plunge. I thought we would wait until after the Ravens were eliminated to ask the question about job security, but Bo went ahead and asked it, and John was surprisingly game for it. And I thought he gave, you know, a kind of pat answer. I think he said the right thing, that he's focusing on the Packers, and that, you know, it's not really your job or my job. It's just a job that you try to do well enough to be able to have it for the day after. But, you know, if you are a conspiracy theorist and you're looking at what is the next move for the Ravens, what is the next move for John Harbaugh, I thought it was interesting that there is a line in there, and you can I transcribed the quotes on my Twitter feed, and you can check them out there. Like you said, you try to do your job well enough today so that you have the opportunity to do the job tomorrow here or somewhere else. And obviously, you know, he was kind of speaking in these generalities about just the coaching profession and what it means to be a good coach and to be able to climb that coaching ladder. But, you know, I think everything that John Harbaugh says, for the most part, is intentional. And I don't know if that's him signaling that, you know, if the Ravens don't want me, I believe that I can be a good enough coach to catch on at somewhere else at a high prestige position. But it was interesting that he left that door open in a way to suggest that even if Baltimore isn't for him, whether that's his choice or Steve Bisciotti's choice, you know, he would like to continue coaching in 2026 somewhere.
Yeah.
And I guess it's just a matter of days, weeks before we figure out exactly what exactly the end game is here.
Jesse Minter, come on down.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Banner. Enjoy Christmas in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Jonas. Oh, we always appreciate your time.
My goodness.
Thanks, guys. I'm gonna be watching Mari Supreme on Thursday.
I was
so prepared to make La Mari Supreme jokes if the Ravens were gonna have a comeback, but now it seems like that back injury has spoiled all that. So. Jason, just so you know, Mari Supreme is a movie that's coming out with Timothy Chalamet.
Yes.
Timothy Chalamet is a very favorite.
He's
very
a Knicks famous, fan.
Male actor.
He's a Knicks fan, right? I know him from the Knicks.
Yeah, that movie's getting a lot of buzz.
I had not heard of that movie.
Yeah, Marty
SpongeBob's out. Yeah, I'm going to go see that with the kids.
Nice.
Okay. You're going to see SpongeBob, Jonas? No.
I'm not going to see SpongeBob.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I'll watch it for both of us.
I'm with you, Jonas. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, thank you.
Coming up next.
Beltway Ben, are you going to see SpongeBob?
He didn't go to the movies.
Maybe. I didn't even know it was coming out.
Don't worry about it.
Wait, you go to movies?
I told you guys. I like family movies.
You like, I thought you liked the cartoons and stuff.
Yeah, Moana.
Pixar.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know SpongeBob was coming out of the movie.
The commercials are all over the NFL.
I've seen the commercials, yeah.
It's not
I try to mute out commentators and commercials.
No, it's good for you. It's like staying out of your...
Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
Big night for him at the casino, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You should try to sneak one of these monster grapefruits in.
We're absolutely running back. I'm trying to get something in. We'll just see how it goes.
I told him this. I want to hear the karaoke, man. We need some. Anyhow, coming up next, we had a wild weekend in the National Football League. We will recap, including Jacksonville with a massive win in Denver to league at large next year on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.